This piece was brought to you by greatbrewers.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
From traditional IPAs to not-so-traditional session beers, Finback Brewery goes beyond the standard beer formula of water, hops, barley, and yeast to deliver a unique brew for any adventurous beer drinker. After 4 years of experimenting with small-batch homebrews, owners Basil Lee and Kevin Stafford have set up shop in Glendale, Queens, where they plan to have a tasting room, outdoor area, art exhibits, and of course, a space to brew bigger batches of their distinctive beers. On episode 55 of Ferment About It, Stafford and Lee explain the philosophy behind their uncommon brews.
For both of us, we have creative backgrounds, and then we, you know, obviously have this homebrew background, which is really about experimentation and about constantly learning, constantly talking with people and kind of engaging and doing the things that, you know, aren't about finding that one beer that's going to sell really well and then just keep making it, right? It's about really having a good time to make beers that you can share with people.
What does the mix of creativity, experimentation, and beer result in? At Finback Brewery, you will be able to try the Sej Sesh, described as a floral and spicy double sesh filled with ginger and tongue-numbing Szechuan peppercorns. Or try the Rausch Paper Sesh, which is a smoked beer with extra notes of roastiness. As Finback Brewery grows and expands, expect that the flavor combinations will too. Here's to sensational sipping. For more of this interview with Stafford and Lee, listen to episode 55 of Ferment About It. Tune in live to Ferment About It on Mondays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.